It's Wednesday night and time for the Chadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
And then they're also looking to add beach wrestling to the 2028 Olympics, so I am training for that.
I'm looking at all my keys. Like Coach said, if that backer fills, I flow. If he flows, I fill. And I'm just looking for that extra yard every time just so that I can put the offense in the best position I can.
Mental health is health. Just making sure that we're shining light to it and allowing the athletes, not just on our campus, but all over the world, to know that they're not alone in this fight.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast presented by Nebraska Bank, we're delighted to be joined by CSC golf student athlete Jordan Grossis. Jordan, welcome into the studio. Good to have you here to talk golf and other things. Let the fans get to learn a bit about you. You're a senior in your fourth season with Chadron State already. That's kind of amazing. It's gone by very, very fast. And we wanted to bring you in for several reasons today, but one of the big ones is that you just tied a school record out on the golf course as you get the spring season going. You shot a 69 in the final round of last week's SMSU Challenge down in Arizona. As you were playing this round, were you thinking about that record, and did you have it in the back of your mind as you were finishing through that back nine?
So yeah, when I started my round on the third hole, I got birdie, and I kind of had a good feeling I was going to shoot low. So I started keeping track of my stats and stuff because I like to keep a little memory sake of at the end of the round. Ended the front nine with a 33, double bogey the ninth hole, and I was a little upset about that. But I just told myself going to the back nine, I said, I just want to get pars. If I get a birdie here and there, I'll be cool. And then getting to the 18th hole, I knew if I had just birdie, I would tie my score. But yeah, going into the back nine, I told myself I just had to shoot pars and get a birdie here and there. That would be cool. I didn't really think I was going to be shooting a record or tie my record, but I'm glad I did it.
Does the pressure start to mount a little bit if you're thinking, gosh, I got a round going that might be a record-setting type of round? How do you stay kind of mentally tough in that situation?
Yeah, a bit. I do a little trick. I break down my 18 holes into 9 holes, my 9 holes into 3 holes, and so I'm playing mini tournaments within the tournament. So every 3 holes, I just want to stay par, and I just kind of focus on my swing, kind of slow down a little bit more than I usually do, and pretty much goes well for me after that.
It's pretty amazing, Jordan. You tied a record, and it's a record you already set, 69. So you have the two lowest rounds in CSC school history. Great accomplishment for you. Now, let's go back to day two of that tournament, that same round that we're just talking about. I was looking deep into the scorecard and the start, and you opened up birdie, bogey, eagle, birdie?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I mean, eagle, that's a wild first four holes. Could you take us through sort of how that first four evolved and that eagle, especially a three on a par five? That's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. Eagle, I hit it down the fairway, and my first thought going into my second shot on that hole was the day before I had pulled it left, and it hit a great, and it went 60 yards to the left. I just told myself kind of not do that, but the pin was in a beautiful spot. And I hit a nice 6-iron just on, maybe like 15 feet right of the pin, and it'll right lefter. And I asked my coach to help me make the putt, and I did, and it was a good feeling.
Man, tough luck with the greats. They got involved on the first day. I'm glad you avoided that. The second day, you were able to get that eagle and a great start to what turned out to be a fantastic round. And with not hitting the great in the second round, that probably helped with the 13-stroke improvement that you had. And I thought that was really cool, too, from Thursday's opening round. You get 13 strokes shaved off in the next round. What was the difference in those 2 days to really make up that many shots in the next final day?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest part was we had 2 rain delays. And so after 3 holes, before we teed off on the 4th hole, they all told us to run in. There was lightning ahead. So we all had to relax for about 20, 30 minutes. And then we went back out, played 2 more holes, called us back in for rain delay. And you can't really get into a groove of things by that point. And with the rain, everything's sloshy. Greens are extra slow than they already are. And it was hard to get into a nice groove. But the second day was beautiful, blue skies, slight breeze. And I had a good feeling going into that day that I was going to shoot low.
What do you do during a rain delay at these college tournaments, especially when it's only 20 minutes or 30 minutes? Is the tension of how long is this going to last so tough to kind of deal with? How do you spend the time?
Yeah, a bit. What was nice about this rain delay was that there was a bathroom ahead. So all of our teammates were all together. So we ended up just talking about our round, just how's it going, kind of just having more fun with it, trying not to get too stressed about how the day is going, trying not to get it to our heads. We had a few snacks, drink some water, and just kind of be prepared to go back out on the course.
Great. Jordan Grosses with us, CSC senior and student athlete on the women's golf team. And you finished in third place individually in that tournament last week to end the week. Your team was third as well. And a couple teammates of yours, Kinsey Smith and Brooke Kramer, they were also in the top 10. So a great finish for the team as a whole. You've got to be pleased with all of those results and how the team finished out.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy with how the team's been playing lately. Just seems like every tournament we go into, we're just kind of breaking records left and right. And it's such a good feeling just seeing all of us grow, us five fifth years and our two sophomores. We've just grown so much within the year. And then just thinking about all the past years, too, it's been a great time seeing all of us push each other to become the best version of ourselves on and off the golf course.
You bet. And you've got a 2-week break now between tournaments. Was it hard to take this week off and not play after the success and the third place finish last week?
A bit, yeah. We ended up playing 9 holes yesterday. Didn't go too bad. Just kind of want to focus on some things I need to work on. Just some 100-yard shots and in. So my driver's a little bit whack too, so it was kind of nice also playing, just kind of figuring out where to aim and where I wanted to see it, how it looked and stuff. But yeah, I'm ready to get back out on the course and tournament play.
Jordan, the next course you'd play is Walking Stick down in Pueblo, Colorado, and that is a familiar course. You've probably played this a bunch in your career. It seems like it's always on the schedule every season for CSC. You looking forward to this next event, and what's your experience been down there at Walking Stick?
Yeah, I'm super excited. The few years we had, a few times that we had to play 36 holes in one day instead of 18-18 just because it had snowed the next day. But earlier, I think my junior year, I broke a record. I think I shot like 151 on a 36-hole day. So I really do like the course. It's pretty wide open, and I can think of every single hole on top of my head right now. And it's a fun course, and I love the girls down there too. Just all the girls on the RMAC are super sweet and kind of makes it more enjoyable while we're playing the tournaments.
How do you play? How do you get through 36 holes in one day? I think 27 is the most I ever played, but it was certainly not in a competition setting. When you're on the grind of a 36-hole day competing, that's a big mental toll. That's a physical toll, too. Well, what's that like?
It's definitely frustrating at some points. You could kind of feel your head not focus as much and your body just kind of get out of it. But coach keeps us well fed with snacks and water and trying to always make sure he's around. And we're always prepared for these kind of days also. And after 18 holes, it just kind of just restart. You just try not to think of what you had just shot and you have a new chance. And it's kind of funny when you go into the next tournament, it's only 18-18. Feels like you don't have enough time now. It's like, oh, I don't have 36 holes to come back. Now I only have 18-18. And it's a different feeling.
Is it easier or do the scores come in better, you think, on that second round of a 36-hole day because you've got to look at the first 18, you played them, and it's on the same day. So maybe you have a quick reaction to the next round. Did the scores come in better, do you think, on that second round?
I'd say it's like 50-50. There's some girls that it might get to their heads about playing 36 holes, so they might get tired or might lose focus and stuff. Or like sometimes I'll be like, okay, I try not to think of my bad shots throughout the first round. I try to think, okay, this is what I did, let's just make it better.
Yeah.
Whether that's by one stroke or you're just keeping the same score, that's how I just try to get through it, and yeah.
it's a grind. 36 hole. Need a cooler of Red Bulls with you to stay focused
and
sharp.
Yeah, no kidding.
In a 36 hole full day. Jordan Grosses, senior at Chadron State on the women's golf team, with us here today on the Sports Journal. Jordan, you had mentioned the RMAC competitors, some of the other gals that you play with, the other teams, and that was fun. And that leads right into a question I wanted to ask you about. And is there a fellow golfer or a good rivalry you have with somebody in the RMAC, or a friend you look forward to seeing? Somebody you're typically paired with at those tournaments that you enjoy playing against or enjoy competing against?
Yeah, there's definitely one, Annika Schuler on the Rapid City South Dakota Mines team.
Yeah.
Every single time, we always give a big hug and we have so much fun when we golf. She was actually who I shot my 69 with in Montana. We had so much fun. We just sing and kind of do some weird dancing and hanging out, but me and her get along really well. Same with MSU Denver. We get along with that team really well too. It's a lot of fun seeing these girls and kind of connecting. We kind of already know what's going on in their lives, and we just be like, oh, how's this, not what's your favorite color? Do you have a sister or brother?
Yeah. You can kind of develop some deeper friendships and relationships out there. Despite being competitors, it's not so cutthroat and maybe intense. It's a little bit more relaxed and that type of atmosphere.
Yeah, it definitely is. And what's nice, you know, about these days we could all follow each other on social media and we keep up through there, and we'll end up texting once in a while and try to hang out in Rapid City as well.
Yeah, awesome. Jordan Grosses with us tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. Jordan, let's get into a few final questions that are fun with golf and let fans get to know a little bit more about you as we wrap up here tonight. And with your program at Chadron State continuing to grow and improve, as you're already a senior, and we were talking a little before off the air how fast it's been, and just watching your scores go lower and lower and better, it's amazing that the growth you guys have had. What tools and resources have been developed over the last few years, and that do you guys use now to practice and to work on being better golfers as the program continues to rise?
Mm-hmm. Throughout the years, we've actually gotten two new simulators in the pack, and it's been really nice. We've gotten a brand new putting green with now has chipping area with it as well, and I think that has helped us improve throughout the years. Coach gives us drills for each specific swing, and it's really nice to bring that out on the course and be like, okay, yeah, this is what I need to work on. And he knows all of our swings so well, so it's really nice that I can just be like, Coach, what do you think I'm doing? He can just be like, well, it could be this, could be this. So that's been real nice too. I've had the opportunity to be able to go to Arizona the week before Arizona back in my hometown and be able to practice outside for a bit. And I even went home for the Christmas break a little bit longer just so I can get some outdoor practice getting prepared for spring season.
Yeah, that's good to have that home base of Arizona where you can play golf all year long. Yep. For sure. Jordan, what's your favorite club in the bag? What club do you like to pull out and you just feel so confident with and you love to hit the most?
I'd have to say maybe my 5 or 4 iron. I know a lot of people don't really like those ones. They're the longer clubs, but I just have a good feel with them and I can hit them really well. They've saved me, whether that be under a tree punching out or in the middle of the fairway. I'm always confident with those two clubs in my hands. Sometimes it would be my driver as well, but she gets out of whack quite a bit. And when she's out of whack, she's really whack.
You've personified your driver with she. Does she have a name? Do your driver have a name?
No, she doesn't. Everything else I have does kind of have a name. I don't know. Yeah, she doesn't have a name. Maybe just like Elmo, just like the eagle, because the eagle's on my head cover.
Oh, yeah.
Is my head cover. So I think that would probably be her name if I had to name her. But no, I always, it's kind of weird. I kind of talk to her on the course. I'm like, okay, we got this. Like, you're doing good to me. I'm doing good to you. Like, we could continue on. That's kind of what I did in Arizona my last few holes. I was like, you just have 2 more holes to drive a ball, and you got it. It's easy.
Yeah, that's nice. You kind of got to pet the head cover a little bit.
Yep, exactly.
You know, treat them well, talk to them,
yep.
A little massage. Like,
yeah.
So they work well for you out there. Well, and what's the secret to hitting like a 4-iron strong and just striping it right down the middle? Those long irons are, I mean, man, they're tough, and they're easy to chunk. What's a good tip, I guess, for maybe the recreational golfers out there like the rest of us that can try to hit those long irons well?
Yeah, well, my thought when I'm over a 4 or 5 iron is to think I have a 9 iron in my hand. You do the exact same swing. Yeah, your stance might be a little bit wider, more on your forward foot, but if you just take the same swing as you are 9 iron, just as that smooth, you're going to hit it well every time.
Awesome, Jordan. How about the most difficult golf shot that you've successfully hit?
Oh, gosh.
You think of like a crazy shot. You thought, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do here? And it landed on the green or something like that?
There was one hole, Palm Valley last year, that me and Coach were going a little bit back and forth of what I should do, maybe punch over here or punch over there. But I'm blessed with having a really high ball flight. And so I was like, no, I can get over this tree. I know I can get over this tree. And the problem was, though, I had to fade. I have a natural draw. And it faded perfectly right over the left side of the tree over to the right, and it landed like 4 feet to the pin, and it was pretty awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. And you have a hole in one too.
Yeah.
But this came many years ago, right?
Oh gosh. Yeah. 10 years ago when I was 13, it's kind of funny. It was in San Diego, California. It was on hole 13. I'm 13 on April 4, 2014. And so that was pretty cool.
Wow. It all kind of lines up numbers wise to have it on that kind of date. And so as you go forward, do you want to sort of set it up to where you can have a hole in one on those special dates?
I tried 5-5-15, 6-6-16, just wasn't turning out great for me, so now I'm just trying to go out there and get a hole in one when I'm on practice, but well, hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, to have one hole in one in a lifetime is amazing. I'm still looking and waiting for my first one to come along. Jordan, what's the weirdest place you've ever had a lie to try and hit out of? You know, you ever had the ball in just an odd place and you're thinking, wow.
Yeah, probably last year's Wigwam Blue. On this par five, my drive ended up just slightly going into the water. I looked at Coach and I asked, I'm like, I think I could hit this out of the water. Can I do it? And he was like, sure, it's a par five. And I did. I ended up parring the hole. So that was a pretty cool shot, I'd say.
How deep was it in the water? How far under was it, do you think?
I'd say the ball was probably just half up on the water, so I knew I could hit it before hitting the water.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Takes some guts to try a shot like that, Jordan. Yeah. That's awesome to hear you made it happen. What about your favorite golfers on the pro circuit? Do you follow the LPGA, PGA, the LIV Tour at all?
Yeah, I follow mainly PGA and LPGA. For LPGA, I've always looked up to Alexi Thompson and Michelle Wee just because they're long hitters, and I'd say I'm on the longer side of hitters for college golfers. And then for PGA, I've always been a fan of Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler and those guys. And Jordan Spieth, definitely my number one.
Yeah.
Those are my top ones for sure.
What about favorite courses on the Chadron State schedule in your career? You've played several. And which ones stick out to you as some that you enjoy the most?
I'd say my favorite course is when we had conference 2 years ago at Whirlwind Golf Course in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's a course that I played throughout my high school career. So it was nice when I found out conference was there. It's just all desert. And I like the openness of desert golf courses. And it was still very wide fairways, super green grass. And then just 10 feet, there's just rocks and snakes and desert.
Yeah.
I don't know. It feels like home to me. So I enjoyed that course.
Being from Arizona, have you ever been to the Waste Management Open?
Yeah, a few times when I was young. Never being over 21. But when I was younger, me and my dad went about 3 times. And my golf team went 1 time. And it was a lot of fun.
Did you get a sit on that famous hole at the end? Is it 16, 17?
Yep, 16,
yeah, where they got the stadium built around. Is it as crazy as it looks on TV?
Oh, yeah, it's so fun.
Of stuff going on, costumes and everything.
Yeah, it's awesome. I definitely wasn't in, like, that big crowd over at the putting green, but just being there and feeling the atmosphere is a great feeling.
If you could play golf in any state or country, maybe around the world, where would you like to play the most?
I think I'd like to go to... I like to play the old course in St. Andrews. I believe that's in Scotland, maybe. That would probably be the coolest place. Or Sweden is where I would really like to go out of country. And in country, I'd probably say somewhere South or North Carolina. South Carolina has some pretty golf courses, so I'd really like to play those courses.
Yeah, senior Jordan Grosses finishing up with us tonight on the CSC Sports Journal. Jordan, when did you fall in love with golf? When did you realize that, you know what, this is a sport that I want to put everything into?
Definitely at a younger age, when I was probably in kindergarten, so about, say, 5 or so, my dad and grandpa would always take me out, and I would always golf with them for a long time. And then finally, when I was, like, around 9, they asked if I want to get into tournaments, got into some tournaments, and then maybe, like, 10, 11, they were like, okay, I'll get you a trainer and such, and if you want to take this serious, and that's when I committed to golf pretty much, and... Now I'm here.
Here you are, setting records at Chadron State College.
Yep.
Jordan, finally, what is your major at Chadron State? What are some of the career aspirations and things you've got as well once you get ready to move on from CSC here shortly?
Yeah, I'm studying business, and I'm hoping to kind of stay in that. I graduated last May in business administration. And so I'm hoping to stay on the marketing side of things, like digital marketing is kind of what I'm looking into. And if not, I would really like to stay in the golf side of things, whether that is with the marketing or just kind of seeing where that takes me. Not saying I'm going to go professional at all, but I'd like to, I don't know, help with teams or people. In golf.
Plenty of opportunities to market beautiful golf courses across the country, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, good look into that as well. Jordan, thanks so much for being on the show tonight. It's been a delight talking to you and sharing your story and your school records with the fans out there. CSC senior student athlete on our women's golf team, Jordan Grosses, our guest. Jordan, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles' Dave Collins chats with Chadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.
A community bank and your financial partner, that's Nebraska Bank. This is Dustin Chester, Vice President of Nebraska Bank in Hemingford and Alliance. Our experienced banking teams are ready to help you save, budget, and build your future. Stop in and we'll talk through your individual, unique banking needs. We will also provide you with an above-average cup of coffee. Visit any of our 4 Panhandle locations. Our team and a cup of coffee will be waiting. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Member FDIC.